broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Kirk Crosby's running his family to some travel plans, and he's tied up. Don't worry, though. This is the broadcast for March 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015, hour 2 of 2. Our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land to promote God, family, and country. Believe it or not, that's what America was designed for. Different from any other government, if you will. Right? Isn't that what America was? Huh. Seems that we've lost that in America for some strange reason, huh? How have we lost that? What can we do to fix that? Is there a way to fix it? Is there a way to make a difference? Is there a way to do something about it? Huh? All right, well, we need to fix it. I'll tell you that right now. David Clark talked about Al Sharpton should go back into the gutter where he came from. I want to play that soundbite again really quick. We'll do that and then talk about it here.
Your impression.
Well, they knew this from the beginning. This whole thing was premised on a lie. This hands up, don't shoot, this Black Lives Matter. The facts are the facts. I don't care who looks at them. They can have the world court look at it if they want, but the facts remain the same. The grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri got it right. Officer Wilson has been exonerated. The thing I want to know is how does he go and get his reputation back, or where does he go to get his reputation back? How do we put that toothpaste back in the tube?
Absolutely. Eric Holder, the president, Al Sharpton, all owe... you know, the city of Ferguson, Missouri, an apology. You told one of our producers in chatting with you yesterday that you feel that Eric Holder is guilty of race baiting. Why?
Just take a look at the history here. This isn't the first time that he has done this sort of thing. He sat up there for months just slandering law enforcement officers all across the nation. He's the one in Ferguson, Missouri that brought up the racial profiling term. And that we were going to end racial profiling once and for all, he said. He invoked that into this thing when that was never any part of what happened between, you know, the tragedy between Officer Darren Wilson and Mike Brown. But again, you know, this is kind of habit now for this Justice Department under Eric Holder, and I just think it's a shame.
Well, I think the Justice Department felt like they had to do something because Al Sharpton, who is an advisor to the television, to the President of the United States, was on television saying things like this at the time.
How many people have to die before people understand this is not an illusion? This is a reality that America has got to come to terms with. This is going to be a winter that we're going to freeze out police brutality in this country. Eric Garner, Michael Brown, enough is enough.
Well, newsflash for Al Sharpton, no civil rights violation in Ferguson, Missouri. Sheriff, you get the final word.
I don't expect anything intelligent to come out of the mouth of Al Sharpton. We all know that he's a charlatan. As a matter of fact, the next intelligent thing that comes out of his mouth will be the first. Al Sharpton ought to just shut up and go back into the gutter that he came from, apologize. He will not do that, but the American police officer is owed a lot from him, from Eric Holder, from the President of the United States.
Absolutely. All right.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You got Dave A. Clark Jr. David A. Clark Jr. is black, ladies and gentlemen. However, in my opinion, he's absolutely right as rain. See, what you've got in America is you've got two classes of black people. And I don't mean classes like rich or poor, bond or free, any of those kind of classes. I'm talking about, I don't know if you call it an ideology class. I don't know if you call it a mentality class. But you've got guys like David A. Clark Jr., who is highly educated. I don't know how much on the streets he grew up, but he lives on the streets as a police officer, as a sheriff, as a cop. And he believes in personal empowerment. In other words, that, you know what, if you work hard, you can become somebody. And race is not the issue. The color of your skin, how much pigment or whatever you have in your skin is not the issue. And America affords opportunity for all who work hard, and the American dream is available. Now, Jesse Lee Peterson is another guy who believes that. Zola Foster is a lady who believes that. Ben Carson is a man who believes that. There's a guy by the name of Ken Hamblin, who used to be on the radio, nicknamed the Black Avenger. He obviously believes that. By the way, Ken Hamblin was an incredibly articulate talk show host, I might add. Ben Carson, a well-known, capable physician. Now, these people have picked life up by the bootstraps, so to speak, right? And they have literally become somebody of, in my opinion, renown. They've become people of renown because they've worked hard, and America has rewarded them for their incredibly hard work. Really. America has rewarded them because they work hard. They don't want to run around and just place blame. They want to do what they can and let the chips fall where they may. And I commend them for that stance, for that view. You've even got Alan Keyes, who's another one who's very capable indeed, doing that very same thing. What same thing? Working hard, becoming somebody. Not blaming the problems on others. Taking personal responsibility for one person's actions. Building relationships of trust with all people in America. See, on one hand, we want to celebrate our diversity, which I think is fine. Provided that we don't use diversity against certain groups. See, special privileges for none. Equality for all is true diversity, is it not? Well, the problem is that these successful black people, and there's many of them, In fact, I had a black companion. I served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where I taught the gospel for 2 years. And I went around the country, and I taught blacks and whites. And I had a black companion that I lived with for a couple of months, and he was an absolutely sterling gentleman. Okay, he was a wonderful guy. He's a personal friend to this day. Not because he's black. Black has nothing to do with it. Not because I'm white. That has nothing to do with it, because he was an upstanding, honorable person. And when he and I worked together, we became personal friends. We keep in touch. We know about each other's families. We're friends. And color is an irrelevant discussion. Okay? But what you've got is you've got Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and others, and these people have a goal. Their goal is not to work together. Their goal is not to be peaceful and kind and respectful. Their goal is not to let people, to teach people and let people have free association. Engage people by their character. Okay? That's not their goal. Their goal is to use race as a division card in America. David A. Clark Jr. uses the term race baiting. Okay? And the reason that he says that Al Sharpton should go back to the gutter that he came from has nothing to do with color. Has everything to do with the stature of one's character. Al Sharpton wants to get rich exploiting people, grinding the face of the poor, mocking and dividing and manipulating and destroying. Look, the blacks in America should be one of the largest groups against wholesale abortion in America, pro-death policies, nicknamed pro-choice, okay? Because their babies are the ones getting killed. When we talk about we want a father in the home, the blacks should say absolutely. But rather, if a white person says it, they're considered a racist. Well, what if David A. Clark Jr. says it? Then what do they say? Oh, he's a white wannabe, right? See, what about personal responsibility? What about equality for all? I got another page in this playbook to talk about in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone, just the really bright people, the top 1% of thinkers and doers, like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I got the phone system fixed. Everything's happening. It's sure hard to play engineer and talk on the radio at the same time. I'm pretty talented, but I'm not that talented. All right, the bottom line is I just don't have 5 hands and 20 mouths, and I just can't reach everywhere I need to reach. If I could do it all at the same time multitasking-wise, I might be able to handle it. The problem is I had to reset a device, and the plug's far away from the microphone. Sheriff Max with me. Maybe after his heart attack, he's discovered a way to solve all this. Do you know how to fix that, Richard?
Well, I'm sorry to say that my tech savvy is pretty down low on the list. Sorry, Sam.
I got it fixed. I just need to have really, really, really long arms.
But my money was on you. I knew you could do it.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, you can hear well now. What I'm talking about is race. And the reason I'm talking about race is Al Sharpton has been race baiting for a long time. And you got the race baiters out there, but you got a real divide in the black community, Sheriff. And that divide in the black community goes like this. You got the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Barack Obamas, the Eric Holders, the Jeremiah Wrights, and all they want to do is run around with hate in their hearts for the white man who's kept them down. They want to revive the slavery discussions of yesteryear, and they just simply want to divide and conquer and get wealthy doing it. And so good, honest people who have moral character can't stand it. Whether they're black or white, they don't care. Race isn't even the issue. So David A. Clark Jr. said, you know what, let's just send Al Sharpton back to the gutter where he came from. And it wasn't a race statement. If I said that, they'd call me a racist, even though it would not be about race that I would make a statement like that. Nevertheless, you got this divide in the black community. You got David A. Clark Jr. You've got Ben Carson. You've got Jesse Lee Peterson. You've got Azola Foster. I mean, I can go on and on and on and just name Mark or Lloyd Marcus, Alan Keyes. I mean, you got, and these people are self-made people. They might have grown up in the streets. We know Ben Carson did, but his mom taught him to read. We know that these people are highly educated. They're self-made people. They don't blame yesteryear slavery on anybody. They don't blame the pigmentation in your skin on anything. They just simply took life by the bootstraps and worked really hard and became somebody, and they're dreaming the American dream. And so the difference has nothing to do with race is why I bring it up, and there's another story that I want to get into in a second relating to race. But I submit to you, it's about the content of one's character. It isn't about race. And you got one black man telling another black man to go back to the gutter where he came from over ideology, over self-made people versus blame, over the genius of America versus just downing and dividing. Aren't those the issues?
Yeah, they really are. And you mentioned several people who are dear friends of mine, people who I totally respect, and they don't play this game of send me money if I make you mad about white people. And Jesse Jackson has absolutely committed crimes against people and extortion, telling major companies, if you don't donate to our Rainbow Coalition, then we will put out a boycott against you. And so it's that kind of lack of character does this race baiting, and I really don't have any time for it at all. And Sheriff Clark is absolutely correct. Al Sharpton should go back to the gutter where he came from. And why NBC gives him such an audience and tries to pretend that he's somehow credible because he can speak articulately, but he is absolutely a dishonest man. Jesse Lee Peterson, a very good friend of mine, condemned some of these people for being evil. And I believe that when you start looking at the facts, that there's no other conclusion you can come to.
I agree with that. I don't know if you remember who Ken Hamblin is, but he was nicknamed the Black Avenger on the radio. He was a black man. He was a great talk show host.
I was on his show a couple of times when I was sheriff.
I'm telling you right now, he was a very articulate. He was one of my favorite talk show hosts.
Yeah.
The guy was good. Now, I don't know what happened to him now. All I'm telling you is that, again, a self-made man, believing in the dream of America. Well, the reason I bring all this up and the reason I bring back that soundbite from David A. Clark Jr. telling Al Sharpton to go back to the gutter where he came from is because the mainstream press will not let this rest, Richard. You and I would set it aside and not think another thought about it because we know it's not an issue. But they want to divide. They want to destroy. They want over this movement. And so the headline from USA Today, basically written by Jessica Gein, and it says this, three women, three words, a new movement. And they write this huge article about racism. And they say these women have created a new slogan that fits into the world just perfect. In fact, it's the best slogan since Black Power. And it's Black Lives Matter. Now, you would say, well, that's something we talked about months ago. I understand all that. I also understand that they will not let this go. So here's the deal. These black people are saying Black Lives Matter. I would respond with that statement. The first thought that comes to my mind is this. All lives matter. Now, I got a question. Who's the racist?
Well, that is a good question, and there's no question that if you're race baiting, I believe you're a racist.
No question. That's the whole point.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you are continuously telling people you have problems and you're poor because of slavery and racism that exists today and because the white man wants to continue to put you down, then why don't we look at what Barack Obama has done since he's been in office and see really who is the racist? Because you can go through the list. When he was first elected, they had an opportunity to straighten out racial motivated polling threats where Black Panthers were threatening people with death and racial slurs to make sure that they would not vote. And that actually happened. And it was all on video. And yet Eric Holder and Barack Obama refused to prosecute these people for all sorts of different violations. But local authorities should have done it. The sheriff locally should have done it. And nobody did it. And yet if a white person had done that, you know, you would have never heard. We would have still been talking about it, that the white people didn't get sentenced long enough. And so then you, if you go on into the whole thing where they mishandled the professor at Columbia University, and Obama came out and called the cops stupid, and so they had a beer summit. And, you know, he thinks he can settle everything when he acts out of line by just inviting the offended parties to the White House for a beer. You know, and these things don't get settled because you sit down and drink a beer. And then the way they promoted racism with Trayvon Martin, and then, of course, with the Ferguson, Missouri situation, and they go there and just say, everything is, just like Sheriff Clark said, everything with Eric Holder is color-coded. And instead of treating everybody equally, they never treat these situations equally, and with colorblind policies. No way, no way.
Well, I'm a special privileges for none, equality for all kind of guy. And what's interesting to me is they run around and say Black Lives Matter, and I don't disagree. Of course, Black Lives Matter.
Well, then tell them to quit having abortions.
But I say all lives matter. And now, what if I were to run around and say White Lives Matter, and that became my tweet?
Yeah, no kidding.
Then what would they say about me? That I'm a supremacist?
You'd be lynched. You'd absolutely be lynched.
Figuratively, so, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, when we come back, I want to dovetail this into another comment a friend of mine made. He happens to be a white guy, though. And I want to know if somebody else said it, if they're black, if it would be okay. And then I want to talk about some solutions on your radio. I want to dovetail that into discussions about guns in America. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Former Sheriff Richard Clark, my guest.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life,
your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam Bushman and Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. SheriffMack.com is his personal website for his books. CSPOA.org is the website for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which he's absolutely the president and founder thereof. And if you would like to donate to help him cover some health care bills, would love it. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack is where to go. And we're gaining on it. We've already raised almost $28,500, so it's happening, folks, but we need your help. And it's sad the liberals have been shaming the conservatives by putting in more money to the cause of by-choice health care, if you will, and by-choice crowdfunding and donations. We're grateful for everybody's support. And I'm not here to pit the liberals against the conservatives. I'm here to say thank you all. And we're grateful for your support and your understanding of a need and your desire and your kind heart to fulfill it. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac is where you get that done. All right, Sheriff, so we're talking about race. It's only a matter of color and a matter of race because the race baiters make it so. Most of us out here in America really believe that it doesn't matter, that it's irrelevant, that we're past all that. And, you know, most people aren't really racists at all. But the race baiters certainly are. In fact, there's a gentleman, by the way, I don't know if you know him, but his name is Mark Hardy. And Mark Hardy is a black gentleman. However, he's a doctor. And he's very well educated. And he believes that this race problem in America is because we don't sit down enough and talk. So he wants to create a talk summit, Sheriff. And in this talk summit, he wants to bring to the table everybody who's got all these agreements and disagreements and issues and have them talk and solve it. And he believes that if we just had a big old talk out, we could fix it. And my response is, if the race baiting corporate mainstream press didn't enable these race baiters, we wouldn't have the problem at all. Now, sure, would there still be racists around? I'm sure there would be. Some people just choose to be that way. Some people are that ignorant. And as a result, then, you know, you can't really fix it. All you can do is be kind and educate, and hopefully they come to their senses. But you're not going to change it. There's always a bad apple at every barrel, so to speak. But would a talk out really help, you think, Sheriff?
It might, but only if all the parties involved are sincere.
But you think Al Jackson, I mean, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Jeremiah Wright and Brock and Eric Holder and all these could be sincere?
No, I don't think they could. I don't trust them at all because they've been dishonest in continuing and actually worsening the racial divide in our country. Barack Obama has not tried to bring both sides together. He could have already had this talk, Sam. He could have already brought people together, but he refuses to do so. He wants to foment the racial divide in America, as did Eric Holder, his right-hand man in running the Justice Department. And you know, they wouldn't pick a Jesse Lee Peterson to be on their staff. Someone who recognizes the problem from both sides. And Jesse Lee Peterson has a group called Bond, and his whole thing is quit blaming others. I don't care if they're white or yellow or green. Quit blaming others for what has happened to you. Pick yourself up by the bootstraps and make your life what you want it to be.
Because let's be honest, I'm not proud of slavery anywhere, anytime, period. I don't care.
No.
I don't care who's committing the slavery. By the way, there were black slave owners, too, by the way.
Here in America and in Africa, yeah. And most of the slave trade was run by other black tribes.
That's right. All right, so here's the point that I want to get at, though. Even though that slavery is bad news anywhere it's found and we reject it, we're kind of a William Wilberforce idea in that we would like to get rid of it. We believe we could have peacefully done so, and we should. Here's the point, though. I believe that America has done more for the black man and more for the white man, by the way, than any other country on the face of the earth in the history of the world, bar none, sir.
Equal opportunity has been here, and I'll be the first one to assail, decry, and absolutely
abhor.
Just absolutely abhor what happened in the early part of the 20th century, and the lynchings that went on, and of course, Jews got it quite a bit too, but I cannot believe some of the pictures that you look back and see a lynching, and the sheriff is standing there in a picture right next to the whole thing, proud that it happened, and that they would allow this sort of thing to occur. One of my favorite movies of all time is To Kill a Mockingbird, and what it presented there is absolutely so horrendously abhorrent. I cannot even see straight, but I love that movie, and I love the things that it brought out. And what I would really love to be is honored by the minority group in this picture when the whole trial ended, and the preacher said, "Scout, stand up. Your father's passing." And that these people were able to respect this man for being honest and fair, and to try and to put himself on the line for truth and justice. And that is exactly what should have happened back then. And I've said the same thing numerous times, and you've heard me when I talk about Rosa Parks being arrested. And the sheriff should have stopped her from being arrested, and the deputies that were assigned to go make this arrest of Rosa Parks should have escorted her home safely and should have provided her and her family with extra patrol and extra police protection to make sure that she was not lynched for failing to give her seat to a white man. This is the type of officer and sheriff that we want in the CSPOA. We want people who will stand for freedom, put themselves on the line, and put liberty and equality first in the execution of our jobs and in the training that we provide our deputies and officers. That is what we want. And the best example I can think of is Rosa Parks and Atticus Finch.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. We don't care what color of the rainbow they come from. We want people of character. We want honest, hardworking people who believe in liberty and who believe all lives matter. All right, I want to move to a gun issue because there's a buddy of mine by the name of Sean Bergen. Sean Bergen is a reporter who you met, Richard, and he basically is a white guy, but he saw all the abuse going on in the black community, and he said what they need most are fathers in their homes, and he got absolutely abused for it. You want to respond to that?
Well, Sheriff Clark and others have mentioned that same thing. If you want to improve your neighborhood, then start inside your family. And regrettably, there's a great lack of fatherly existence within a lot of the minority groups, and especially the inner city minority groups. And here again, Barack Obama does amnesty for 6 million illegal aliens, and you have to ask, is that helping the inner city minority groups? Is it helping them with jobs?
Of course not.
Is it helping them with living conditions?
Really at the heart of it, it's basically intentionally pitting the black man against the illegal alien.
Yeah, it is. It is. And when you look at the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer under Barack Obama, that is exactly what happened. He promised that would not happen. He promised just the opposite, which that scares me also, don't get me wrong. But this is the way Washington, D.C. works. And even Barack Obama, with all his machinations, cannot change it, and he didn't change it. All he did was increase the welfare rolls. That's all he has done, and making people more dependent on that. And isn't it amazing? We're talking about two major issues right now, the welfare state and gun control, and our founding fathers warned us against both of them, and both of these have been promoted by this president and many others, including Republicans, who are so benevolent and kind. And that's the key issue that has come up between the conservatives and the liberals in donating to my cause. And that is plain and simply that they believe that I am out to lunch. I've been called every name in the book. My wife also. We've received hate mail and death threats because we won't take Obamacare. And so we have had friends that established this GoFundMe account for me and Don, and people accuse me of begging to the crowds, of begging to the masses because I'm so stupid that I won't take Obamacare. And my only question is to the ones who said this. They said, why are you so stupid that you can't support a policy of compassion and charity? Well, Sam, and I know this is almost trite because we've said it so often, but I'll say it again. Forced government charity and forced government compassion will never be charity or compassion. It cannot be.
Well, it violates one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, because you have to take from one to give to the other in the first place to make it happen. Government doesn't produce anything, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause, Sheriff Mack with us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
It's fascinating to me, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to find every fault line in America and create a divide on it, whether it be black versus white, male versus female. I mean, you realize that the women are just getting paid 62 cents for every man-made dollar, right? They're trying to divide on everything. And this healthcare issue, it's amazing the divide there. And to me, really what it is, Sheriff Richard Mack, is it's force versus choice.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Sam, and that's what I've been trying to explain, that the reason I really don't support Obamacare is because it is just plain and simply that. And I don't know if you heard my interview yesterday. I was on Huffington Post.
I actually did hear it, and I think it was a black man that interviewed you, right?
Yes, it was.
And by the way, he was articulate. He was very smart. He did a fair job. In my opinion, he asked some questions that I don't believe made sense to ask because it shows his ignorance. But nevertheless, he was very respectful, very appropriate. It was a good interview.
Yeah, and I've seen him on Fox News quite a bit. He's regularly on there promoting the liberal side of things. And I think he does a good job. He gets me frustrated because he won't look at some of these key issues and principles about what's wrong with Obamacare, but or the leftist socialist view that's permeating American politics today. But I thought he was really fair. I thought he was going to really try to get in my face and challenge me on everything and not let me speak. But he was very fair, and I actually enjoyed the interview. I really was going into it not ready to enjoy the interview. I'm just gonna. Well, I'll do as much damage control as I possibly can. But, and I think all your listeners right now need to understand this interview came about because of the furor that has been raised over my GoFundMe account. And
when you say your GoFundMe account, really, it's the account in your name. It's not really even your account, though.
No, it's not. It's not in my name, and it's not anything I did. In fact, he even said that, if you'll recall.
Yes, he did.
He said, "You didn't even establish his account, did you?" And I said, "No."
Well, and let me just stop you there. That's the salient point for all these liberals out there that are saying, hey, you're just out there begging everybody to give you money and stuff. You haven't done any such thing in any way. In fact, you're embarrassed when I promote the account.
Oh, man. We're kind of getting used to the embarrassment now, but Don and I have really said this over and over. We're usually the ones helping other people, and we have, and it's been amazing. And she reminded me, when we took in a little family from Guatemala, the mother and a two-year-old daughter, who we had in our home for 5 months while the daughter was getting operations in Provo from Dr. Hershey. And it was called the Hershey Foundation. And he would go throughout Latin America and pick people who needed free cosmetic surgery, free plastic surgery for cleft palates and horrible birthmarks and whatnot. And this little girl had birthmarks over one-third of her body, which were going to turn into cancer if they didn't get operated on. And so they were in our home this whole time. And you know, I can just tell you, it was one of the most rewarding and blessed times that my family has ever had, ever.
All right. Well, this issue where they're trying to divide is kind of interesting because when it comes to health care, I'm for this charitable idea that, you know what, if Richard Mack's down and we tell his story and it resonates with the American people and they want to help, There's nothing wrong with receiving help. The problem is everybody wants to be a gift giver. Nobody wants to be a gift receiver. And, you know, Christ taught us that it's important to receive. And I know it's against kind of the human nature to want to be on the other side of it because it's embarrassing and it's uncomfortable and everything else. But I've been, as a blind person my whole life, I've been forced to learn to receive more times than I want, help with different things, whatever the case may be. And I've learned the most important thing you can learn is to be gracious and thankful. If you do that, you know what? It's a win, sir.
Yeah, and Sam, I do want to give a shout-out to one of the ladies that donated. And they give comments, and that's the thing that's going on. The liberals who have wanted to set me straight or tell me off or tell me where to go or tell me what to do in all sorts of vulgar ways. One lady wrote in, she goes, I'm a flaming liberal, I'm a lesbian, and I don't agree with Sheriff Mack on anything, but my compassion does supersede my feelings for him, and I do want to help him and his wife, and she donated $20. And you see, to me, that's the answer in America.
And you know what else? I want to say this. This proves we have more in common than she could imagine. Even though there's a lot of divides,
yeah,
we have more in common than she could imagine, don't we, Sheriff?
I really believe that, Sam. And that's the kind of people I want to meet with. What we were saying earlier about sitting down and talking with the other side, if they're sincere like that, and I don't care if she donated $2 or no dollars at all, if she in her heart would help if she could and still felt the way she did, my compassion is more than my political differences with Sheriff Mack. That's where we solve America, and that's where we solve our problems, and that's where we solve the racial divide. It's not with these people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson who want to keep fomenting the problem.
But that's also where we solve the health care divide, the male and female divide. We go on and on and on, not just the black and white divide, all the divides they're trying to exploit.
Exactly. It is. And we have got to sit down and do that. And I totally would be willing to be part of that and would love to be part of that. And, you know, and speaking,
should we call it the Barry Summit?
The Barry Summit?
Yeah, because we could invite Barry Satoro, Barack Obama
Barry
there.
Sotero.
Yeah. The Satoro Summit?
Yeah, the beer summit that really means something.
The root beer summit, sir.
The root beer summit.
All right, I want to quickly bring up this gun issue because there's several headlines from the mainstream press. One headline says this: FBI confirms a sharp rise in mass shootings since 2000 by Michael S. Schmidt. And there's a report released by the FBI that talks about shootings are on the rise. And law enforcement officials have never documented really the shootings that have risen, but they've now documented it, and they just show this more and more and more violence in our society, more and more shootings. It goes on. And they talk about these mass shootings, and they say the length of the shootings lasted only 5 minutes, and they go on and on and on and on. Well, they're not the only ones writing an article about it. There's more articles on this very subject. And they're basically saying that our society is becoming just extremely violent and people are going on killing sprees like never before. I would say that psychotropic drugs are part of it. I would say turning our back on God is part of it. I'd say the disintegration of the fundamental unit of society, the family, is partly the cause for it. Do you want to add to that, Sheriff?
Well, I really, as soon as you started that, I really thought first family problems. That we're not close enough with the people in our families to know that they're having such a struggle with life that they would go kill someone else. We're missing something there. We're missing something big time. And we've got to be closer as families. And, you know, we talked about having fathers in the home and fathers being part of their families, their children's growing up years. We've got to, these have all been family problems and emotional problems that stem from family problems. And government can never fix those. And for any of us to turn to government and say, please fix these problems or do something to everybody in society to where we just don't have these problems anymore or let them be manifested in such a violent, horrible way. No, we're missing the boat there, and the churches and families have got to take more of a responsibility in reaching out to these troubled children and people, and this bullying thing needs to be addressed, of course.
This mass suicide thing and disregard for life, that's kind of why I talked about All Lives Matter. The next headline says, active shooter incidents on rise. FBI finds, that's USA Today. The third headline, and this is kind of the most poignant that I find interesting, Sandy Hook and Aurora mass killings not acknowledged in FBI database, according to the USA Today. In other words, they were there, and somehow they were removed, and people are trying to find out why the records were removed, Sheriff. They're playing games here. Why?
That would seem to be way too obvious. I'm skeptical about even believing that, because that just seems too obvious an omission. And why they would do such a thing is extremely telling, if not scary, that they would omit such. I don't know.
Well, the bottom line, in my humble opinion, if we want to fix things in America, we need to do two things. Point people to God and repent and keep his commandments, number one. The author of liberty certainly should be obeyed. If we believe in a higher source of power than government, we ought to turn to that source of power for guidance and protection. And number two, I believe the answers are in the family. I don't care whether you're black or white. You need a mom and a dad at home. They have different qualities. When brought together, have the greatest synergistic effect for the safety of children, the stability of children. And I'm telling you, we need fathers in the homes. And I don't know why Sean Bergen got abused over that, but I'm going to double down, triple down on his statements and say, if you want to fix America and you want to heal our land, that's what you got to do, Sheriff. Final statement is yours.
Well, yes, absolutely. And we're going to be discussing some of these things in New Hampshire. I'll be there tomorrow. I speak Saturday morning at the Radisson in Manchester at the Liberty Fest. And would love to have everybody in that part of the country come by. My best is Steve Engel to get better from his surgery. And my prayers are with Joyce Riley.
Amen to every bit of all those things. And by the way, don't worry. Hillary Clinton says if you're worried about her email scandal, don't worry. Don't you want a woman to be president? That's her answer. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Thank you, Sheriff. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Get it done and donate today. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. You're going to help? This nation shall endure.